The 11 o'clock hour of William Tausch begins now. It begins with Mark Shimura and Jesse imitating one of the great left tackles in Packers history, Chad Clifton.
What are you pouting about back there, Jaden?
I don't want to do that.
You come up with this idea in the middle of last segment.
That's a good
idea. I've never tried impersonating this person before.
It's your specialty.
It's not. You need practice.
You give me
at this
grief
kind of stuff
all the time about it. Okay, we'll give you till the next week. We won't make you do it at the end. We'll give you another break to kind of piece it together. Because there's plenty of stuff off of what Chewy said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning that I'd like to delve into.
Well, I'd like to hear from Chewy unless this is Jesse imitating him.
Mark, tomorrow here.
This receiver room is full of a bunch of babies. You had Dobbs last year.
I'm not playing because I'm not getting enough targets. Well, turns out you were getting the most targets of everyone. Now, Jaden Reed, do you like me or do you like me? I mean, this is ridiculous. Why don't you take the bull by the horns and say, all right, you drafted a number one receiver. I'm going to show you I'm better than him, and I'm going to do it on the field instead of calling your agent and like, I want to trade. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't.
I love his accentuations and I want that trade. It's fun.
How was his Romeo Dobbs impersonation?
Better than your David Bakhtiari, I'm guessing.
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah, I think Chewy. Listen, man, I get it.
I'm not playing because I'm not getting enough targets. <What?
laughs> But he got the most targets of anybody. That is always the balance and understanding who you have in your room. And talent is great, but it has to all work together. And you have to be willing to say, hey, this isn't my target, but I have to clear out this safety in order to get the underneath stuff open. You need selfless guys. You need secure players. You need people that are secure in their job. And young players aren't. Young players, and especially now where everybody is, oh, you're the best. Oh, Chucky, you get a medal. Oh, it is a different era. And football is different than the outside world. I used to always try to compare, oh, so-and-so to doing this to working at a grocery store. And you can't. I still will try, but it's not a fair comp. This is brutally tough. The margins to win and lose and jobs and no jobs are razors thin. And you have to – why teams preach team chemistry and bonding and they do these fun things to try and continue to foster that is because it's important. You need to know that the guy next to you has your back and that they're going to do their job so you can do your job. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have that and there is no trust, it's ugly. This isn't for everybody. Sports are hard. Sports are going to kick you in the face. You're not going to have – it's not going to be rainbows and sunshine the whole time. You're going to have cloudy days. And that's why they want to see, how do you bounce back when bad stuff happens? The guys that can do it, you want on your program. The guys that leave and won't even come out because they're mad about not getting targets, I said last year, I've never seen it happen. I've never seen it happen. And that's where you have to – you want to really dig in and see, okay, well, what? I don't even know. Maybe there's more to the story. I don't know if there is. But I know this. It is going to be really hard to trust someone that was able that did that.
Yeah.
And now, that stuff spreads. Those little fires, they if you don't snuff them out, they spread. And you can't have that in a locker room. So, it's a new age, man. I get it. Players are different. Guys are treated differently. They're pampered a little bit more. It's just different. But the game of football is still the same. You need to know your role, and you need to execute it at the highest level, and that doesn't mean you stick to that role your whole life. But you understand what is needed, and if you aren't interested in doing that, I'm not interested in having you on my squad. Period. We're not dealing with a Justin Jefferson or some – nobody is elevated to that. And if you think you are, you're delusional. So I get it. I have no problem. I have no problem. You know, Eleanor always says, let me feel my feelings. Yep, feel them. Feel
it's
your feelings.
It's a good line. I like that.
No, it's great. But at some point, you got to go do it. Feel your feelings and then understand, all right, what am I going to do to get to where I want to be?
I'm not playing.
It's great. But that's what happened. And that room has issues. And by the way, I'm not the one saying it. You know who said it? Brian Gutekunst said it. I have a draft. Mark Murphy gets up there 23 years ago. That's the last time they had to do this. And they didn't do it because, oh my God, this dude, this Golden is the greatest talent we've ever had. Yeah, hopefully he's great. They did it because they knew last year that wasn't good enough. And what are we going to run it back and just, and then you're basically telling these guys, yeah, no, you're good. You're awesome. The way you send messages in this league isn't by sending a note. Hey, Jaden, catch the ball more consistently next year. You do it by bringing in competition. And then you force people to elevate. And if they shrink, bye-bye. If they elevate, you say, that's why we wanted to see you respond. It's up to you to figure out if you want to do it. And I think Jaden Reed is a talent that will elevate. But this is not a good look to have this out. This didn't need to be leaked. I don't have any problem.
Yeah, that's the other part of this.
I don't get it. It doesn't
help
anybody.
How does this help him?
It doesn't. That's why I don't understand. Someone help me understand.
And it's not. I'm sorry. It's not the Packers putting this out there.
No, it is not.
So again, what's the impetus from Drew Rosenhaus's perspective?
Are you? I don't know. I can't get in Drew's head. Drew's got an idea.
I understand.
What I guess I'm confused by is, we all thought Jaden Reed last year was going to emerge. And Jaden Reed, you know, he wasn't. I don't want to make this out like he's got all. He wasn't.
Right.
He was fine.
He wasn't. Yeah.
He had drops. He didn't elevate like we thought. But he's not a bad wide receiver.
No.
But the part that bothers me is that last year he started off, had some really nice games, and then he kind of got shut down. And I think
11 catches in the last five games. 11.
Yeah, that to me is what really bothers me, because I remember distinctly, I don't know if he had a game with zero catches or one, but it was real limited. And all week it was, Matt LaFleur, we need to do a better job of finding him opportunities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the coaches said that and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That doesn't happen to great football players. They find ways to get the ball. That doesn't mean they're going to have 10 catches for 160, but it doesn't mean you're going to have 11 catches over 5 weeks when the money is on the table. That's when you need to elevate, and that's why this is the harsh reality of professional football. That's why Matthew Golden was drafted. Nobody elevated.
So have we, here's the thing now. So we've got Zach Tom now competing. We've got Rashid Walker competing. We've got Jaden Reed unhappy. We've got Romeo Doubs possibly unhappy. Is there any sort of flaw in this roster building approach? Because when you played, and I'm not making it sound like, oh, back when I played and I had to walk uphill to practice both ways, barefoot in the snow. But is there something to there being a pecking order? Is there something to Davante Adams is our guy?
But they've proven it, Jason. It's not
right,
about...
and that's what I'm saying, is that if you draft all these guys in like a three-year window and you just sort of throw raw meat into the pit and let them fight over it, it doesn't feel like it has led to people rising... Like, the fact that you don't know now if Zach Tom...
No. I know. Zach Tom...
You know, but they're not. Acting like they don't know.
So do they.
All I'm curious about is, you know, you saw... And it's not as if guys couldn't move up in their station, right? Devontae moved past Jordy. Jordy moved past Greg. Greg moved past Driver. I just don't know if maybe what we thought was this great idea of having them all mature together is actually not as great of an idea because of the way players are in today's game versus when you were playing, where you would have taken it as a challenge. You would not have had your agents.
There are still guys that want to take that challenge on. Now you just have guys. There were moments, and I assure you, when I played, guys before me, they had these same thoughts. But they didn't have the avenue to tweet or insiders. I'm talking to my buddy, like, this is BS that they drafted so-and-so. Or this is, can you believe?
Sure, I agree.
So it's
not,
just,
hey, I need my agent to clarify
Jason,
my role.
It's amplified more. You had those conversations.
Agents did?
Guys still talk. They're upset. They feel their feelings. But they don't amplify them out to the world. It's just different. Now you get this, you get access to this. Players have always thought this is BS that they're doing that. There's nothing you can do but bow up and go do something about it.
Correct.
And that's what I hope the challenge is for these guys. And Zach Tom looks at it like this. I will be shocked if Zach Tom is not your starting right tackle when the Packers go play in Pittsburgh potentially on Monday or Sunday Night Football. I'll be shocked. Doesn't mean I'll be 100% right, but I will be as close to a homering this as anyone could be.
I'm not playing.
That receiver room needs a lot of work. You know who would have been great to bring in?
Davante Adams.
Thank you.
He might have even become an endorser and a brand ambassador for American Family Insurance had he returned back
Indeed,
home.
Indeed, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch, and for almost 100 years they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, that you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
We'll have to wait for Jesse's imitation of Ross Verba or John Michaels. and instead play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like? Michael is very excited, I'm sure, in the YouTube comments for trivia time.
You know what? Michael will get over it, and he'll have fun doing something else.
Well, playing.
Yeah, Michael. You know what Michael's saying right now?
I'm not playing.
That's what you sound
what
like.
What if Michael would jump in and be the trivia contestant today?
He won't.
In like an upset upon upset. There's a potential, a great, I'm not to poo-poo any of the other great partners we've had with trivia over the years. This is the greatest.
The GOAT.
The Vortex yep. prize pack.
You're getting
absolutely.
A blanking rangefinder.
And a swag bag.
And a swag bag?
Yeah. Which might contain binos.
Michael, jump on in.
The water's warm.
Get on in here.
Caller 11 right now for trivia, 844-770-3776.
By the way, it is the NBA playoffs is today's trivia category.
Why is it not Badger Trivia Tuesday?
Not a lot of Badger stuff going on right now. Bucky just, he worked a lot this weekend, and you know, he's getting your UW Credit Union debit cards.
That rascal.
Yeah, he's, he needs a day off.
770-3776. Jaden Reed, number 11. Caller 11, 844-770-3776. We shall play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia, before we welcome in our contestant and hear from Big Voice Guy telling us about Vortex Golf, the pressing question. Sources close to the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios inform me that you have questions.
Who does?
You. Like the literal trivia questions.
No, I have them in front of me, yeah.
What level of participation would you like to have today?
I'll do 2 out of 3.
Wow.
Tomorrow I'm off. You have Wisconsin geography trivia.
For the record, you're not off the show.
No.
You're off the trivia. You're taking trivia
Wednesday,
off
I don't do
tomorrow.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Up North Joe doing it, or is Up North Jesse doing it?
I think Up North Joe will do it this week, but we'll see.
All right. Well, it is time, with Tausch participating, for trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let us welcome in our contestant who will get the distinct pleasure.
I don't think we understand how great of a package this is. Like, this is a big boy package that Jim is going to have a chance to win. Like, there's a little pressure.
I think we do understand.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand.
For those of us that have been directing the trivia portion of the program for quite a while, we appreciate how big this package
okay,
is.
It's huge.
It's nice of you to be. You know what's even bigger is not only do we have the Vortex Golf package, but you're going to ask two of the three questions, which makes it an even bigger deal.
All right.
For
estimated retail value in the triple digits for this prize pack.
Dang.
Let's welcome in our contestant who would love nothing more than to win this coming on Friday when we do the drawing. It is Jim on the South Side. Jim, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. And I'm going to keep calling until I win that darn package.
Well, let's go.
Tausch is here to help you win your package. He's got question one.
All right, Jim, which teams played in the NBA Finals last season? Is it the Heat versus the Nuggies? The Celtics versus the Mavies? Or I can't remember what I had for breakfast?
Protein muffins.
Well, I'm going to say one because Jesse usually puts a lobber in there.
He usually does, but this is big boy trivia today, Jimmy, and you are wrong. The Celtics and the Mavies in the championship last year. Luka Doncic.
I'm watching hockey now. I'm not into basketball.
What a deal the other night. Was that Winnipeg? Or who was the team that scored? With 0.4 seconds left?
That was the Oilies, I think.
Vegas. It was Vegas.
Vegas
won
beat
that
the
game.
Oilies. Yeah.
The Vegas.
Drama personified in that one.
Yeah, well, they choked it back yesterday.
Hockey's tough.
Jim, I got bad news for you. Because if you've been watching the NHL playoffs, the category is NBA playoffs. Yeah, so good luck to you, sir.
I know that.
Should have called on Thursday, Jim.
Well, you're not doing NHL.
I got one entry, right?
Yeah, you're going to get one entry.
Watch me. NHL trivia Thursday.
You aren't doing NHL trivia.
NHL trivia Thursday this week. Yep.
Jimmy, we're going to get two out of three here. Let's go. Focus in here. Let's get a couple. I want you taking this prize pack home.
All right, Jim. Question two in NBA playoff trivia is this. Which second-round playoff series is the only one in which the lesser seed does not currently lead the series? So which of the worst seeds does not currently lead its series? Is it Warriors-Timberwolves, Celtics-Knicks, or Thunder-Nuggets? Which series does not have the worst seed leading the series?
I'm going Thunder Nuggies.
Oh, boy. You got it!
Yes, sir!
What is that one at?
Deuces B. Is that Deuces B?
It is tied 2-2.
That's Deuces B.
Turns out the Timberwolves are actually the better seed with the Warriors, so we're okay there. But ended up being okay, so we're good.
I saw that and was like, wait a minute.
Not
a
problem.
Up North Joe!
Not a problem.
Up North Joe, we
need
you.
Let's go to the pen.
Tyler.
Let's go to the pen.
No issues. We got no issues.
No, we have issues.
No, we are fine. He got it right as planned. No issues.
How does this consistently happen to you?
Well, I got up early.
You didn't get up early.
No, I fell asleep early. I took a Benadryl because the allergies are bad. So I fell asleep at like 8 o'clock last night on the couch. Woke up at 4:30 this morning on 8.5 hours sleep, which is a lot more sleep than I normally get. I'm up.
So just for the record, you're not going to hold yourself accountable. You're holding Benadryl accountable.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
All right, Jim.
Smokes.
Which player
Big
led
allergy.
All scores with 31 points in last night's Game 4 between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Golden State? Is it Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, or Jonathan Kuminga?
Good luck.
I couldn't have any kind of a guess, but I'll take number two.
Yes, sir.
You got to be kidding me.
Atta, babe, Jimmy.
Not only that, I don't even know if
nobody's
he knew what teams you
me.
Mentioned for the second option. Or player you mentioned.
I would have guessed Anthony Edwards. He had a monster game last night, but Julius also with a big
31.
Game. Yeah.
Well, Jim, the rare got the first one wrong, got the last two right. Does not happen very often around here. But it happened with you. That means you got two correct. That means you got three of the possible four entries to win this big boy Vortex Golf rangefinder and swag bag that Tausch cannot wait to say more about.
Super
as he
excited
leads into the microphone.
I am super excited for whoever wins this. Like, this is a big boy prize.
And who won it last week?
I don't know.
Not me.
I forgot.
One of the Steves.
Yeah,
I think there were a bunch of Steves.
Steve Areno. Yeah.
I was more focused on Kevin and Sheboygan texting and saying, Thunder Nuggies sounds like an awesome combo on a Wings Place menu.
It does sound like a good That's a really good
Jim,
point.
Jim, thanks for playing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Enjoy the NHL playoffs.
I love you guys.
That is Will Deans
Love Trivia. Hey. We love Jim, too.
We do. And we love it when people get a bunch of questions right.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Who would we rather not see win an NBA championship? The T-Wolves? Because let's just be honest, we don't want Minnesotans to do great when it comes to sports.
I don't mind the Timberwolves.
I don't have
one
any problem
bit.
With the Minnesotans.
I kind of like them, actually.
Or the Timberwolves, yeah.
So you don't care if the Vikings win a championship?
No, very different.
Well, is it?
The Timberwolves and the Bucks aren't even in the same conference.
So you're saying Pacers, no way. Timberwolves go all the way.
I would love to see.
I would be rooting against the Pacers, personally.
I would love to see the Timberwolves beat the Pacers in the finals so I win some money from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
That is looking better and better as we sit here.
Isn't it?
Let's go Knicks.
Isn't it? I can vividly remember the Twins teams winning a championship.
Yeah, which
is
fun.
I like the Twins, too.
I know.
87 and 91.
It's just the Vikings and the Gophers we don't like.
Yeah, Gary
exactly.
Gaetti, Gagne, Lombardozzi,
ESPN.
Kirby?
It is not
Herbert?
ESPN Minnesota. It is ESPN Wisconsin, the brand new.
Who was the catcher on that team? Who caught for the Twins back in that era?
Tom Brunansky?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not doing this.
Chris Berman's best nickname by far. Burt be home by 11. Be home by 11. By 11.
You messed
11.
It up.
No, I had I emphasized the by 11. By 11.
Are you done?
That was a fun team, man. Those teams were fun. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Brian Harper, the catcher, it looks like.
No.
In 91.
No, there was a bigger dude. I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't him. Brian Harper.
That's Baseball Reference.
Played a crucial role in the Twins' championship season, winning the World Series in 1991.
Okay. In 1987, the catcher was Tim Laudner.
Lots.
That's who you're thinking of.
Maybe. I thought it was a heavier set.
Hey, would you shut up?
Don't be so rude.
It is 11:40.
Hey, you brought up the Twins, not me.
No, Jesse did.
You did.
I think I did because I love you.
You did.
Listen,
you're
man,
right.
There is nothing I like more than naming old 80s and 90s baseball. I just love it.
The only thing Tausch likes more is the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. A customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listing, your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in the app and Android and Apple stores. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, not ESPN Minnesota, ESPN Wisconsin. Get the app today. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know.
Time now that I love you. For Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
I think I want the Timberwolves to win it.
Yeah? You're a fan of the Timberwolves?
I want the Timberwolves to win the NBA title. I think that's the best story.
I think I've decided I want the Knicks from the East, although the Pacers would win me money, but I don't like the Pacers.
Yeah.
And then I want the Knicks to play either the Timberwolves or the Nuggets. That's what I would like to see in the finals.
I want Boston to come back and win it for Tatum. That's what I'd like to see.
This one's for Jace.
Son.
Hmm. No, I do not want Boston.
No, Denver.
Whoa, Nelly!
The correct answer is Denver. We need Denver to come back and win it.
We don't need
Nikola
anything.
Nikola Jokic. He's worn out, man.
Yeah. We've
worn him out.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be bad.
Oh, dear.
But by request,
Tausch... You want to name old Padres catchers? Benito Santiago. He had a real colorful glove.
Sandy Alomar Jr.
Is that what you want to do?
Greg Zahn.
Mm.
Paul Bacco. You want me to read David Bakhtiari's tweet about the Jaden Reed situation.
Yeah. Yep.
As David Bakhtiari, who
correct.
I've never impersonated, and I don't think is a voice that's like easily impersonatable, like he's Morgan like Freeman.
He's got like a subtle like quietness to his voice.
So, okay, here goes nothing. This is what David Bakhtiari tweeted about the Jaden Reed situation. I'm going to put it on YouTube and wherever you're watching us so you can follow along. And it's too long, so I had to make it a video, so this could also go poorly. Here we go.
What?
Yeah. All right. My interpretation from this, players disgruntled based off draft and previous season's number of targets, rightfully so. Oh, no, it went too fast.
Oh, my God.
Player is disgruntled based off the draft and the previous number of targets. 11's a stud. But I can't read it fast enough.
Oh, my God.
It scrolls too fast. We're paid off performance, hard to negotiate when you don't have the numbers to compare. Flashy agent wants to retain and continue earning players' business and respect. Says he'll talk to the GM and reassure. At this time, at all it is brownie points. Forces a call with Goody. Goody says whatever agent the player wants to hear. Happy player equals good for business. Agent reports back to the player. He, quote, stuck his neck out for him. Technically, he did. Player's happy. For now. Agent texts reporter with large following and relationship to push this narrative to reinforce the narrative to the player. Uses this for recruiting down the road as an agent that goes above and beyond. Means nothing at the end of the day. End scene. Director emoji.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of what we just saw.
It's pretty good, actually.
It's exactly what probably just transpired. So, again, the Jaden Reed stuff, this all, I think it leaves a little bit of a blah. Like what Chewy said, I think there's a lot of fans that feel that way.
I'm not playing.
None of it will matter by the time you get to opening day. Look, just go play ball. Be the guy that we all know you can be. And all of this will just be fodder, fodder, fodder.
I'm not playing.
That's really good.
That didn't sound anything like David Bakhtiari.
No, it sounded like you.
Like me?
You guys,
no,
he
like
doesn't
Jesse.
He doesn't have like this notable voice that you talk about. Wow, that's David Bakhtiari.
Somebody call Frank, ask him if he could do a David Bakhtiari impression.
Here's what David Bakhtiari sounds like from a clip on this show that I was using as reference to try and get my impersonation ready.
Of you to try and use that.
Well, so I'm gonna break it down further. Quarterback, it's tough. All of our eyes are tainted. All the men in this conversation currently. Because you've seen a generational guy attack the position.
Attack.
Like he,
the position.
There's nothing notable about that. He's a little enunciated.
You're right. He enunciates.
Right.
That's where you need
he
to.
Just sounds
I'm going
like
to break
a,
it down
he's a
for
good
you.
Speaker is what I would say.
So you could have done that. You decided not to.
You know what I should have said?
What's that?
I'm not playing.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't think we have time for anything else. I wanted to tell you this story about going to get ice cream last night, but we'll save that for tomorrow.
Oh, do we have enough time coming back to close the show with it?
No, it's 52.
Doubtful.
Already.
It's 50.
It's interesting. Well, I don't know what clock you're looking at. I'm looking at the official clock of Wilde and Tausch. It's 52:08. So you, whatever you want to say. I will
Jesse,
say,
what time is it?
I got 11:51.
And now it just clicked.
It just clicked to 11:51 on my phone.
It just clicked to 11:52 on mine. So.
But you just said it was 11:52 before.
UW Credit Union member Mark Tauscher here. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, "Old T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Is it to keep your banking local?" Yep. Is it the member first service? Abso-blankin-lutely. Great perks like early payday? Yep. But honestly, you saw Bucky everywhere this weekend. It's Bucky. Can't say no to that face. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get that Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
We'll wrap things up by checking on the poll question that began the show. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
This is the greatest player this franchise has had since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And now they might be in a position where they're forced to deal him away.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Here's the update on the poll question. We'll have to hear about Jesse's foray into ice cream later on or sometime tomorrow. The poll question was this. Which of these packages would you rather have if you're the Milwaukee Bucks? Giannis for 2+ more years or Cooper Flagg plus assets? Right now, Cooper Flagg plus assets, 51.4%. Giannis for 2+ more years, 48.6%.
Would you say that's a pretty good poll?
Pretty tight.
Jason, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I just want you to admit that you'd rather have Cooper Flagg and some stuff to build for the future.
I am never willingly trading Giannis.
It would appear that 51.4% of you would support you.
You're annoying.
Do you think good polls help us establish nothing? Because like every time you say it's 50-50, you're like, oh, it's a good poll. But like that doesn't really tell us anything.
It's true, actually. It tells us that the fan base is split and Tausch is chicken, like the Quick Trip chicken, to just say, I'd rather have Cooper Flagg and rebuild.
Chicken.
Gotta go.
That's it for us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.